The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us today. And today we're going to be tackling a question that I think is on a lot of people's minds, especially if you're in the tourism world, you know. Should you own your own website or should you go with one of these really user-friendly platforms like a Wix or a Squarespace or even something like Fair Harbor that's, you know, specific for tours and activities? And to help us kind of unpack all of this, I've got an expert speaker with me.
Yeah.
And they have seen it all when it comes to digital strategy.
I have seen some
stuff. So, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a good one.
Right.
And it really is a big question. And especially, I think, for folks in tourism, there's some unique considerations there.
Yeah.
One of the things that we read in this article by Chris Torres that I thought was really interesting is he's very much team own your own website.
Mm.
And his big thing is control. And it, you know, at first I was like, yeah, control.
Yeah, right.
Who doesn't want control?
Sure.
But when you really think about it for tourism specifically, it's like, oh, that is a really big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, somebody who's on vacation, they're not just buying a thing. They're buying whole experience.
Right.
And your website's like the beginning of that experience before they even set foot on your tour bus or, you know, in your, you know, escape room or whatever it is.
Yeah. Exactly. And so you really want to think about, like, how are you setting the stage? How are you giving them a taste of what's to come?
Yeah.
And you don't always have that control if you're, you know, in sort of a walled garden of someone else's platform. And, you know, one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately, just because I had to cancel a trip recently.
Oh, no.
But like all these local, you know, tours and activities started popping up on my phone and being like, hey, you're here. You know, book this thing last minute. We've got a deal for you.
Merit.
And I was thinking, like, if you're on someone else's platform, can you even do that?
That's a great question.
Can you target people who are like in town right now with like a specific, you know, discount or offer?
I mean, are you even able to be that nimble and that quick?
Exactly.
When you have a great idea, can you implement it like that day?
Right.
Or are you beholden to, you know, some kind of like, you know, tech team who's, you know, who's got to like, you know, file a ticket and get back to you?
Right, exactly. And who knows how long that's going to take. Oh. And by then the moment has passed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
So there's that level of like, you know, if you've got a great idea, you want to be able to act on it. And then there's also just like the, you know, I was thinking like, okay, say you have like a whale watching tour and you want to have like a live webcam feed on your website of like what's happening in the bay right now.
That's cool.
And, you know, maybe even integrate that with some local weather reports so people can see like, oh, this is a really good day to see whales or, you know, whatever it is. Can you do that on like, you know, a cookie cutter platform?
Right.
Probably not.
Who knows? You'd have to ask permission.
Yeah, exactly. Like you have to like get their blessing to like make your business awesome.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I'm very much like, I want to be captain of my own ship.
Absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of which, Chris also brought up this point about SEO, search engine optimization. And now I will be the first to admit that SEO can sound very intimidating. It feels very like...
Like a little bit of a black box.
It's a little bit of a black box.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know it's important, but I don't really know what it is or how to do it.
Right.
But it is so crucial in tourism.
Absolutely.
So can you break down for us, expert speaker, like why is this like the hidden gatekeeper to getting those bookings?
Sure. Well, think about it this way. Somebody is on Google. They're searching for, you know, best kayaking tours near me.
Right.
Right. SEO is literally the difference between your site popping up first or your site being lost on like page 10 of Google where no one is going to find you.
Yeah.
And especially when we're talking about tourists, right? They're on their phones. They're making decisions quickly.
Right.
If you are not showing up immediately, you already lost them.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, with these platforms, they might say, oh, yeah, we're SEO friendly, but you're still kind of limited by like their, you know, framework. And I was thinking about our whale watching example again.
Right.
Like, say you want to target people who are specifically searching for sustainable tours or eco-friendly whale watching, you know?
Right. You want to be able to use that language.
Right. And on your own website, you can like tweak the code.
Yeah.
You can, you know, it's like you're whispering directly to Google like, hey, this is what my site's about.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas if you're on like, you know, someone else's platform, good luck getting that specific with your, you know, your SEO terms.
Right, you're stuck with kind of their general SEO.
Right, it's like they have like a one-size-fits-all SEO outfit that you're stuck wearing, even if it like completely clashes with your brand.
Exactly, 100%.
So yeah, it's like, you know, if SEO is like the running shoes of the internet.
Okay, I like that.
You want to make sure that you have like the right shoes.
Yes.
And that you're not, you know, trying to win a foot race wearing like, you know, platform shoes.
Right. Or like those weird toe shoes.
Exactly. Or the toe shoes. Yeah. But okay, so moving on, because Chris also made this really great point about flexibility that I thought was super important. And it kind of goes beyond just like the, you know, day to day of like, I need to update this button on my website or whatever. Right. It's like the bigger picture of where your business is going and how your website can either like, you know, help you get there or hold you back.
Yeah, it's about being able to like grow and evolve as your business does.
Exactly. And he had this analogy that I thought was really good. He was like, you know, your website is basically your storefront.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, we've all heard that before, but he took it a step further and he was like, imagine like you're killing it, right? Your business is booming. You want to like add a new product line or whatever.
Okay.
But your storefront is like tiny. You're like in a closet, basically.
Right. You've got no more room to expand.
You have no more room to expand. You're stuck.
Right.
And it's like, that's what happens with some of these platforms is they're great when you're first starting out. You just need like a little brochure site. But what happens when you're like, you know, I want to start doing online booking.
Yeah.
Or I want to sell branded merch. Or even just like, I want to have a blog and like really connect with my audience, you know?
Right.
And it's like, you hit a wall.
I hit that wall and you're kind of stuck.
Yeah. And I actually had this happen. I was working with this bike tour company a couple of years ago. And they were crushing it on Instagram. Like they had a huge following. But their website was on one of these platforms. And they really wanted to launch like a referral program.
Oh, smart.
Right? Because they're like, we're getting all these people through Instagram, but we want to like encourage that word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah. I'll leverage that.
Exactly. And their platform could not handle it. Like it just was not an option. And they ended up having to like switch platforms, which was a whole thing.
Oh, I bet.
Like migrating a website is the worst. It's like moving houses. But instead of boxes, it's like, you know, lines of code and broken links.
Like it's like a totally different beast.
It's a nightmare. It's like the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's something to keep in mind is like,
totally,
you know, preventing that future headache is like a big deal.
Huge. Yeah.
But so, okay, so we're talking about flexibility in terms of like, you know, your business growing.
Right.
But like, what does that actually mean in like website terms, you know?
Totally. So in website terms, flexibility really means being able to add things as you need them. So that might be, you know, that online booking system that you were talking about, like being able to implement that the second that you're ready to start taking online bookings.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, all of a sudden mobile bookings have become really popular.
Yeah.
Which they are.
Huge.
Your site needs to be able to adapt to that. And you need to be able to do it really quickly and seamlessly.
Right.
And again, that's not always something that you can do with just like a pre-built template.
Right. It's like, you know, you're basically choosing between like having a toolkit.
Okay. Yeah.
Versus like being handed like a pre-assembled birdhouse, you know?
Okay.
It's like, it's cute, but it's like, if you want to build something different, you're kind of out of luck.
Exactly. You're limited.
Okay. So we've talked about the freedom, the flexibility, like being in the driver's seat of your own, you know, online presence. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is cost. Because, you know, Chris is very upfront about this in the article. Like, building your own website, it is an investment upfront. And especially for tourism businesses, you know, maybe you're seasonal. Maybe cash flow isn't, you know, always a geyser.
Right.
So for the listener right now who's thinking like, okay, this all sounds great, but is it really worth it? Like, talk to us about that cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah, that is like the number one question that I get.
Yeah.
And it's a smart question to ask. Because, yes, if you are, you know, tech savvy, and you want to go the do-it-yourself route, there are costs involved.
Yeah.
You know, you've got hosting costs. You've got to maybe buy a theme. You might need to buy plugins if you want to, you know, have certain functionality on your site. And then, of course, if you're going to have a custom-built website, that's an investment up front. There's no way around it.
Right.
But here's the thing. You have to think about it in terms of, like, what is that earning potential?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get one extra family to book your, you know, $500 whale watching tour.
Right.
Because they found you on Google because you had that great SEO.
Right.
Suddenly that website cost is feeling a lot smaller.
Exactly.
And that's just one booking.
Right. Exactly. And like you said, it's like, you know, Chris uses this phrase, owning your digital destiny. which I kind of love.
I love that.
Because it's true. Like, when you control the website, you control the prices, you control the, you know, special offers, you control the whole experience. And you're not having to, like, you know, share a cut with some platform just because they let you list your tour.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's like the difference between, like, renting a stall at a farmer's market versus, like, having your own shop.
100%.
You know, like, you have to pay a rent, but you also get to, like, you know, set the prices and, like, decorate it how you want. And, like, it's yours, you know?
It's yours. You have control.
You have control. Exactly. And I think the other thing, too, that Chris kind of touches on is
yeah.
what happens when that platform decides to, like, raise their fees or, like, right. change their rules all of a sudden?
Right. What kind of control do you have?
Exactly. Right. And then you're stuck, like, either eating the cost or, like, scrambling to, like, move your whole online presence.
Right. Which, again, we talked about how much of a nightmare that is.
It's the worst. It's the worst. So, yeah, I think it's, like, you know, owning your own website is almost like future-proofing your business in a way.
Totally. It's like giving yourself that peace of mind.
Yeah.
That stability.
It's like that feeling of, like, when you finally pay off a loan and you're like, ah,
yes.
Like, now I can actually, like, breathe.
That sigh of relief.
Exactly. But instead of debt, it's like digital dependency, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Get out of that, like, you know, landlord situation.
Exactly. And, you know, I think what I really appreciate about Chris's take, too, is he gets that it's more than just the money. You know, he talks about, like, owning your shop window. And I think for tourism especially, like, that is everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're selling, like, a feeling. You're selling an experience.
It's all about evoking that emotion.
Right.
And making people feel something.
Exactly. And your website has to capture that. Yeah. And you can do that so much better, I think, when you have, like, full creative control.
Right. When you're not trying to, like, you know, shove yourself into some kind of, you know, pre-existing box. You can really let your freak flag fly, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And, like, you know, maybe you've got this amazing drone footage of your, like, you know, hiking trails or whatever.
Right, show it up.
Yeah, like, go big or go home. Or maybe it's, like, you know, all about that, like, personal touch. And you want to have, like, you know, handwritten testimonials from your guests or something.
And love that.
You know, like, you do you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no platform can really replicate that.
100%.
So, yeah, I think, you know, my big takeaway for everyone listening is if your website is that shop window, right, and someone else is, like, controlling what it looks like and you know how clean the glass is and, like, what you're even allowed to display in there, are they really showcasing the best version of your business?
Oh, that is the question.
And that's the question I want to leave you all with today is, like, what part of your story are you holding back by not having that full control? Because I think, you know, the truth is, in the digital age, your website is your business.
It really is.
And it's time to own that.
Own it.
Well, thank you so much, expert speaker. This has been such a great conversation. As always, you are just a wealth of knowledge.
Anytime. Happy to be here.
I love picking your brain.
I love it. And for everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us for another deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring. And remember, your website, your rules.
Your